Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Really early was the lack of execution. You know, it was like you get the ball, you get that first third down. What a great execution by Ray on that first third down going across the middle. Great throw by Kurt. And then we come back with our screen and go play. And if we hit that thing, you're rolling on offense. We're not talking the same way. We're not talking about the slow start. We're not talking about the execution like the Seattle game. It's a little bit different, but we didn't. So it is an execution thing like you're talking about, but you missed the key things like that third down. Mm-hmm. Which keeps that drive going, and who knows what happens after that, and you're ready to go.
He's correct. Mm-hmm. He's correct. It would have been a big play.
Yeah.
It would.
So the slow start wouldn't have been as slow.
Exactly.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe that sets the momentum of the whole game.
Like right.
Young Leku still missed three field goals.
Yep.
He probably still would have done that. Yep. Maybe not. Who knows?
But would he have been feeling that momentum of
maybe.
The big play? I don't know.
Nothing gets Young Way going like a Ray McCloud screen.
Nothing
pass.
At all. I don't know, man. But he did miss the kick. It is what it is. They didn't block
and
properly.
And they did miss that play.
These things
happen.
That's always one thing when you go back and you look at it, especially from a perspective of a player, sometimes you sit back and like, damn.
Dang it. This close.
This damn close.
We were this close.
This close from hitting that and, you know, going on.
But isn't that
to
the league,
things.
Though?
But that is football.
That's the league.
That's football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It comes down three or four plays a game. We understand all that. But, no, they got to get it fixed. They got to get it fixed quick, fast, and in a hurry. And then tomorrow, you know, I mean, they're already on Denver. So, I mean, I ain't worried about that. But they got to go ahead and put that behind it and get ready because it ain't getting no easier this week. All right? Do I think that Denver's a better team than the Saints? I damn sure do. Like, overall team, I think Denver's better than the Saints.
Certainly.
Yeah. And you're playing them in their house.
Yeah.
You know, and you're playing them in those elements or whatever. And a lot of times I do – I mean, I know people – and I know my man Ryan Clark had that issue up there, the altitude and all those different things. When you kick their ass like I've done this so many times, you ain't tired. You don't worry about no damn altitude when you're beating the hell out of them and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's
when does that show up? Like,
I played in Denver, okay, 3 years with San Diego, mm-hmm. Twice with Miami, and I think played one time with the Rams. And the only time I was ever exhausted was the second time I went up there, Buck, and we started the game in no damn huddle. We started the game in no huddle, and it was all, like, deep routes. And so I was gassed. After, like, we didn't get no first down. So I ran, like, three straight nine routes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hate to do this because we just made fun of Abe and Bo for doing this. I got altitude sickness in Denver.
I remember you told me.
Running on the treadmill.
I remember you told me this. I forgot. I was like,
God, why am I so tired? Yeah, let me power through this. And I got very sick. It was very stupid.
I remember you told me that.
But here's the thing about Denver. Here's why I think Denver is better than the team that you just played and better than quite a few teams that you played. They legitimately have a top five defense in the NFL. Like, they have a defense that can win them games, and they've been better at putting Bo Nix in positions to help them not lose games as well. Like, mm-hmm. Bo Nix shouldn't go out there and tear you up. Like, a lot of dink and dunk, a lot of high percentage stuff. Mm-hmm. He is pretty good at escaping pressure.
He's athletic as hell.
There's no pressure, so don't have to worry about that.
I like that.
He's actually kind of better on the run than he is in the pocket.
He has more.
Advantage Falcons.
He's a very nice athlete. Man.
Yeah.
He really, really is. I think the biggest thing for them has been what Sean Payton has done as far as simplifying things for him and allowing him to use that athleticism and things like that. But, yeah, this is about what the Falcons do. The Falcons have got – because he is still a young quarterback. That's one. He's still a young quarterback. And, you know, he ain't all the way there yet. So maybe you can find some ways to you got the box score from last week?
Which game?
Their game last week. Because I was curious, did Kansas City get any pressure or anything on him? Because they didn't block the kick, and they set it up perfectly and everything like that.
But again, that defense, but that defense so was so good. They held them to 16 points.
Yeah, so good. I know he threw two touchdowns last week. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's still a young, developing quarterback. But they got, and you know how it is. You know how Sean Payton
feels about Kansas City got him four times.
Okay. And you know why Sean Payton feels about the Falcons.
Yeah.
And how the Falcons feel about Sean Payton.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's still looking at it from a standpoint of his personal hatred towards his
That's
team.
That's a great point.
That ain't going nowhere.
Don't lose to the Saints and Sean Payton in back-to-back weeks.
Ooh.
Like the Saints, who just fired their coach and had lost seven games in a row.
Right.
Followed by Sean Payton.
Ooh.
Got it. Oh, they got him twice.
Okay.
They got him twice. Patrick Mahomes got sacked four times. Bo Nix got sacked two times. 22 for 30, 215, two touchdowns, no interceptions. He's become very efficient. Very efficient passer.
Yeah, and Sean not acting too much.
Yep.
So, who would have thought he's playing better than the number one overall pick?
Like, he's playing better than, except for Jaden. Except for Jaden, he's playing better than all those guys.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.